Say and Jay Show. That's what I'm talking about. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. And what's the deal with what? We had a call, what?
Yeah, we had a caller. They were talking about Arizona State. Okay. They're coming to play Illinois, I think September 17th under the lights here.
Right.
And he wanted to point out that Steve McMichael is an Arizona State graduate.
Okay.
Go Bears. And hey, we'll throw that out there. Thanks.
That's why you love our listeners. Jake the Snake. I've got his jersey at home, by the way. The Snake was part of that Arizona State team as well.
That, I still go back. That's Sports Illustrated story. I know Sports Illustrated Illinois fans.
You mean the handball story?
Yeah. I mean, about Jake Plummer. I know Sports Illustrated Illinois fans, you know, kind of derided your team by saying they're going to go 4-8 this year, but they had a great story about
Jake Plummer. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. They do a good job. Here's who else does a great job, and that's KMOX's very own Kevin Wheeler, also a Cardinal broadcaster. Kevin, I hope you're sitting down. I know for a fact you don't know this news yet, but the Brewers lost.
What? Holy crap, we better call somebody. Yeah.
You better put that in your sports show down there tonight.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to mention that. That's amazing, man. That hasn't happened in, like, years.
What is going on? I mean, are they that good, Kevin?
No, but they're that hot. I mean, if you do the math, I mean, the Cardinals have played almost 600 ball in the last 25, 26 games, and they do nothing but fall further back because the Brewers refuse to lose. I think now this means that they've won 18 of their last 21, and I believe it's 21 of the last 26, something crazy like that. I mean, just insane.
I mean, it's crazy. And, Kevin, I guess, you know, it's one of those things that you know a team has got to go through a little bit of a losing streak, I would assume. I mean, is Milwaukee, you know baseball as well as anybody I know, do they have that chink in the armor? Can they go through a little bit of a streak to get the Cardinals back in this?
Well, absolutely. I mean, they only have two hitters in their lineup that are really notable. I mean, you get one of their best power hitters batting leadoff, and once you get past Braun and Fielder in the middle of the order, you're looking at Casey McGee hitting about 240 and Yonesky Betancourt and Jonathan Lucroy. I mean, there are places where they can fall apart. Their defense isn't very good. What's carrying them is the starting pitching has been unbelievable. And, you know, it's good. We knew they had good starting pitching, but I don't think anybody expected it to be this good, especially for this long a stretch. So they're going to cool down. Question is whether or not it's enough for the Cardinals to take advantage and whether or not the Cardinals can put together a streak of their own.
Talking with Kevin Wheeler from KMOX and the St. Louis Cardinals broadcasting crew. I know we've had listeners and callers tell us, well, it's over. I mean, the Cardinals are over. What do you think they have to do that you haven't seen out of them to get that kind of streak going?
Well, two things. I don't know if you mean about actually on the field. I mean, the first thing is they're going to have to do a lot of head-to-head damage against the Brewers.
Yeah. Right.
They're going to have to win five or six of the six remaining games to really put themselves into position to make a run. And even then, you're going to need the Brewers to be cool and for the team to stay hot. So they can control this, but that's not likely to happen. It's not easy to do. If you're talking about on-the-field stuff, like what they need to do better, it's execution on basic things. They're more talented. In my book, the Cardinals are more talented than the Brewers. But they've got to play more consistent defensively. It seems like every time they miss a play, whether it's an error or not, every time they miss an opportunity to turn a double play, it leads to runs. You know, every time the pitcher gets walked, it seems like it leads to a run. They have to be able to be better in situations offensively, too. I mean, the middle of the order is awesome, and actually the lineup's been pretty good. But when you combine hitting into double plays with, you know, 21 blown saves on the season, and they haven't had as many defensive miscues lately, but they still have opportunities to make plays where the plays don't get made. And all of those things are adding up to the difference in the standings.
Kevin, I know that Tony La Russa now, it almost seems like at the top of that lineup, is almost doing what he can to avoid double plays. Have you ever seen that before to where a team has just gotten into, I don't even know what you can do about it. They've just gotten into such a crazy habit this year of hitting into double plays. It almost seems like La Russa is doing everything he can to shift his lineup so they don't do it.
I know he's trying to, especially in front of the big guys. Right. I mean, you know, big guys are going to hit into double plays for two reasons. One, none of them are going to run all that well. I mean, Matt Holliday runs okay. Mm-hmm. Albert runs okay. Lance Berkman, not so great. But they hit the ball hard, and they're not speed guys. So they're going to, I mean, you're going to get double plays out of guys like that, and out of David Freese as an example. Where you got to avoid them, or where you want to avoid them, is with the, you know, with your number two hitter. And that's why you saw Rafael Furcal moved into the number two spot a couple times here in the series against Pittsburgh, is the idea that hopefully he'll have the speed to leg it out and and end up avoiding the double play. But in reality, I mean, the double plays, most of them are coming from the big fellas, and part of it is maybe mis-executing on certain plays where you're trying to pull a ball you shouldn't. Sometimes it's just the way that the nature of the beast. When you've got four guys in the middle of the order that hit the ball hard and don't run particularly well, they're going to hit some balls on the ground, and they're going to ground into double plays. I mean, you'd love to avoid it, but sometimes it's just what you've got on your roster. The Cardinals don't have a ton of speed, and that combined with, the other factors that go into it, why they hit into a lot of double plays.
Kevin Wheeler, he's with KMOX in St. Louis, also part of the Cardinal broadcast team. My last question on the Cardinals, we worried about Albert, and all of a sudden he's 290, 30-plus homers. He's going to get that 100 ribbies. The guy is a machine, isn't he?
Well, he's a machine. I mean, he doesn't believe he's a machine. He'll tell you that in his commercials as well as in person, too. But, the guy's unbelievable for his consistency. The amazing thing, I mean, really, you want to talk about how good the guy is. This year proves it, even though he's not having his best year. The fact that 290 with 30 home runs at this stage of the year and the RBIs that he has is still a down year is the remarkable part. Right. I mean, he's down like 75 points in on-base percentage. He's down like 80 points in slugging percentage. Yet here he is leading the National League in home runs.
Yeah, I'm a White Sox fan, Kevin. I had about 5 years of that with Frank Thomas, and I just tell Cardinals fans, wow, you guys, I know you know what you have, but, I mean, that's one of the greatest right there when you talk about that being a down year.
No question. I mean, and nobody doubts that this guy's unbelievable, and we all know it, and it is all relative. I mean, for David Freese, 290, 30 home runs, and 100 ribs would be unbelievable.
Career year.
But when your averages are 37 and 38, your average is around 320 or 330 for your career, well, then when things are off of that is when questions get asked.
Talking with Kevin Wheeler from KMOX and the St. Louis Cardinals broadcast crew. But, Kevin, I know it's been a bad week for you, not because the Cardinals, are 6.5 back here, but because your alma mater, the Miami University, in the headlines with this Nevin Shapiro, this booster, that Ponzi scheme, all this stuff where he's paying players. Just your reaction to that as an alum of that university.
Well, first of all, I have no idea what you're talking about. I refuse to acknowledge. I'm kidding. You know what? It honestly, it just makes you sick because there's so many failings at so many levels. I know that coaches can't monitor all their players all the times, but the names on this list are the best players on your team.
Right.
And if you're a head coach, an assistant coach, a position coach, an athletic director, you do need to know what your best players are doing. You need to know what's going on with them all the time. And when schools fail at that, like Miami has, like USC did with Reggie Bush, like Ohio State did with Terrell Pryor, they only have themselves to blame. So, I mean, you start at the top and work your way down. And then, of course, you got this, I don't even know what to call him. I mean, it's this con man who, was smart enough / crooked enough to rip people off for nearly $1 billion. Well, of course he's going to get over on a bunch of college kids if he's devious enough to steal $1 billion from people.
Well, Kevin, I mean, you were a student athlete at that university before this was going on. What did they tell you about the compliance and all this stuff? And what do you think should be Miami's penalty as an alumnus of this university? What do you think should happen?
Well, first, I'll answer that part second. The first part is simple. When it comes to the compliance stuff, there's no mystery. Every single player knows you can't take anything from anyone because it's the first thing that they do to you when you get on campus. You sit down in a big meeting room, and the compliance officers are there, and the first thing they basically tell you is you can't take anything for free unless you ask the school first. If somebody's offering you something, you come to us. We'll tell you whether it's okay or not. And that's simple, bottom line, no excuses. So, in that sense, that's the way it is. As far as what you do, guys, I mean, I can't argue against anything harsh. I mean, you have to be, you've got to come down hard on it. You got to come down with bull bans. You got to knock scholarships off. And I also think you need to start having people removed from positions of authority in the universities.
Hmm.
To me, the people at the top of the food chain need to start getting fired when things like this happen because they're the ones that need to control it. Now, the coaches are gone that were a part of all that. The athletic directors that were there are gone. The players that all did it are gone except for the 12 guys on the current roster. I'd ban all of the players on the roster or suspend them all, get rid, for the year or kick them out of college, whatever. I have to go with the bull ban. I have for at least a couple of years, and I got to knock off scholarships. But the crappy thing is, the people that'll pay the price are the ones that didn't do anything wrong.
Correct. That's too bad, Kevin. You weren't out on a yacht or anything as the backup catcher.
full of these, man. I was too busy packing other people's equipment bags.
Kevin Wheeler, what do you got on the show tonight on KMOX? Are you on the show?
Yeah, we have hockey night tonight. We're out
at
our summer caravan, so Alex Petrangelo is going to join us for a couple of hours.
Sweet.
And then I will think we'll talk about the Mizzou angle on all this Miami stuff late in the show tonight, too.
Sounds good. I'm hoping to hear some good stuff about those St. Louis Blues. Kevin Wheeler, he's on the Cardinals broadcast team. KMOX, he does it all, and he does an awesome job with us. Kevin, thanks so much.
All right, fellas, we'll see you.
All right, buddy. Kevin Wheeler, tremendous. Tremendous. And I'll tell you what, that's his alma mater, and he was a catcher for the U, and he, like he just said to you, and I looked at you, and you're just shaking your head, he's got to cut you, not him, they've got to come down hard on Miami. I think everybody agrees with that.
Well, and I know people have been throwing out death penalty.
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
I think that was a one-time thing that they wanted to scare some people, and obviously that didn't do anything. Plus, I mean, nowadays, you know, you got so much money involved in all that. If you punish Miami and take them away for a couple years or a year or two, you know, you're talking, you're going to hit the ACC hard. All those schools are going to get penalized for this. And then you're going to leave everyone else that was involved in this. I mean, Nevin Shapiro's not going to, you know, he's got this Ponzi scheme, but the players that took it, the coaches that were involved in this, they're not going to be punished as much as maybe some other schools who had no part in it.
Kevin. He was packing other people's equipment bags, he says. Don't get him wrong. Hey, he was a backup catcher for the U. How cool is that?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome
I mean,
stuff.
But I understand he's got to be frustrated.
He's got to be frustrated.
It's good hearing from an alum saying that, hey, they need to come down hard on him. You know, I'm very, very upset with my university about doing that. So it's interesting. And we talked about Terrell Pryor in Ohio State, and now he's being allowed in the supplemental draft. If the NFL just put this off,
what is going on with this?
Drag their feet on this thing, and then, you know, the supplemental draft was supposed to be yesterday. Now they're allowing Terrell Pryor in, but he has to serve a 5-game suspension.
Is this important?
Which he would have served at Ohio State, but now the NFL is upholding NCAA rules or penalties.
Yeah, are they working together on this? Well, let's talk about this. Can we talk about this? 359-2255, if you have an opinion on any of this, 359-2255. We'll be back to chat on that. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.